need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl.
Featured words are ferocious and design. From deep within his underground lair in his mother's basement, Chuck the evil sandwich making guy is hard at work plotting his next devious, brilliantly evil crime.
What dastardly crime will it be this time? Will he steal all the bologna from the city? Or, will he cover City Hall in ketchup and mustard? Commandeer a bread factory?
Okay, what's wrong, Jack?
I don't know. I guess I'm not really feeling it.
Feeling what?
You know, the whole sandwich crime thing.
But you're Chuck the evil sandwich-making guy.
I know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still like sandwiches and committing crimes, but I'm getting a little tired of doing the same old thing week after week.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I can only think of so many sandwich-related crimes, you know.
So wait, you're quitting?
No, I'm not quitting. I just need a fresh start. I know, maybe a new name. Yeah, a new identity. Something like...
Panthers, ninjas of the night. Strong, ferocious, cool. Panthers, now at the City Zoo.
Yeah, like that. I want to be cool and dangerous and what was that word again?
Ferocious.
Ferocious, yeah. Just like a panther.
Still at the City Zoo.
So you want me to start calling you Chuck the Panther-making guy?
No! I want it to be totally new. Something that captures my strength, my ferociousness, my rugged good looks.
Rugged good looks?
Yeah, something like the Handsome Panther. Yeah.
The Handsome Panther?
Yeah, why?
No reason.
Later, in the beautiful backyard of Becky Botsford...
What you up to, Dad?
Oh, just working on some designs.
Designs? For what?
It's a surprise.
Huh. Okay.
Okay, I can't hold it in any longer. I'm going to build Bob his very own outdoor monkey house. Check it out. Now Bob can play outside and eat outside and sleep outside. Why, he won't ever have to come inside ever again.
Wait, this is Bob's new permanent home? Full time?
Of course. Who ever heard of a part-time monkey house? That's just silly. I still can't understand a word you say, Bob, but I'm guessing you're pretty happy about your new home.
That alarm is coming from downtown. Not now, Bob. We've got to, go pick out curtains for your new teeny, teeny windows. Bye, Dad.
Hurry back, you two, so we can start moving all of Bob's stuff outside.
Meanwhile, at the Bloopo's Sub Sandwich Shop World Headquarters...
What's going on?
We just finished the recipe for our new sub sandwich when this guy in the cat suit burst in and stole it!
Gotcha. We'll take it from here. Huggy, initiate plan number 227. Hold it right there, big cat person, is it?
Greetings! It is I, the Handsome Panther.
Chuck?
All right. I used to be Chuck the evil sandwich guy, but those days are over. Now I'm the Handsome Panther.
Roar. Chuck, are you sure the name Handsome Panther is right for you?
Why? What do you mean? The handsome part is a given, right? And that commercial on TV said that panthers are cool and, what's the word for...
Ferocious? It means really fierce and dangerous.
Yeah, that's it. Ferocious. Just like me. Roar. See? Voila! I'm a totally new guy.
But you're here stealing a sandwich recipe.
Well, yeah, changing my image is a big deal, so I'm easing into it with one last sandwichy crime. But after this, it's all panther all the time.
Roar. I'm still not seeing it.
I was expecting more support for my new identity. I mean, I'm really proud of my costume. I designed it myself. It turned out pretty great, except the fabric's a little itchy.
No, Huggy!
Hey, my sandwich recipe!
Too bad, Chuck. I mean, Handsome Panther. Looks like all that's left is to take you to a cage called jail. I know, it wasn't my best, but I just learned about the Panther thing like 30 seconds ago. I mean, give me a break.
Ahem? Yeah, who's got the upper hand now, huh?
Chuck, that's one of your old sandwich weapons.
Yeah, I know. I spent so much time on the Handsome Panther costume and my new theme song, I didn't have time to design any new Panther weapons.
Wait, you have a theme song?
In a minute. First, turn over that recipe.
Nothing doing, Panther Man. Totally unfair!
Okay, last time with the old sandwich weapons, I promise. You've been visited by the Handsome Panther! Yeah! Wait, one second. All right, I got it.
Handsome Panther! Handsome Panther! Handsome Panther!
Go ahead, laugh. But soon I'll be the one doing all the laughing. You'll see. Handsome Panther, away!
Don't worry, Huggy. Chuck will turn up again soon, and when he does, we'll take care of him. And as for your secret recipe?
Yes, oui.
I'm a very fast reader. Start with a half a cup of flour, add a stick of butter, and make sure you slice the shallots in a way that...
Later, back at the Botsfords...
Oh, welcome back, you two. Bob, I'm almost done drawing up the plans for your new home. Okay, charades. Snow, cold, ice. Okay, this is fun. Ice food, ice eat, ice cream. Wait, ice cream? Inside? For me? Yum!
Bob, fancy design. Design? Oh, well, a design is a plan for something you want to make or do. Those drawings are a design for your monkey house. If you design something, it means you make a plan for it. Oh, like when we designed our superhero outfits, you wanted yours to have a lightning bolt and... Oh, sorry. I'll let you finish.
I couldn't find any ice cream, Bob, but I did find some carrots. Yum.
That's coming from... the zoo. Gotta run, Dad. There's a sale on Monkey House wallpaper down at the Monkey House Wallpaper Depot.
Have fun. And Bob, I hope to have your new home ready by the time you two are back. You can bet on it. If you had money.
Word girl, glad you could make it. The guy in the weird cat suit.
The Handsome Panther.
All right. He's going on and on about how he's ferocious, and he's about to commit some brilliant crime. I just thought you should know.
Thanks for the heads up.
Of course.
Handsome Panther. Roar. Handsome Panther. Roar.
Wow, catchier.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, my big speech. From this day forward, today shall be remembered as the day the Handsome Panther let the panthers out of their cages. And as everyone hides in fear, I will take whatever I want. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, I mean roar?
You won't be opening any cages today. Let's get them, Huggy.
Try and catch me, roar girl. Roar!
Ha! Whoa.
You'll have to be quicker than that. I'm a panther now, remember?
You're still no match for this superhero and her sidekick monkey.
Oh, wait.
Again? No fair! You promised no more sandwich weapons.
Too bad, word girl. I tricked you fair and square. And now, time to free these ferocious panthers and take over the city. Yeah.
Can't break free.
Door is heavy. Panthers away. Take to the streets, you wild, ferocious guys. Now, go, scoot. You can see things, the world, not this. Come on, check it out. Scare people.
Yeah, people think they're these ferocious animals. But for the most part, during the day, they lie languid in the sun. They just hang out. They really only hunt from dusk till dawn.
Heh 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 heh.
Looks like your handsome panther days are over, Chuck.
Yeah. I guess I should have done more research on panthers before I came up with that plan. I don't really know much about them.
Oh, I can fill you in, handsome panther. Did you know the name panther actually applies to a number of large game cats, such as the cougar, leopard, and jaguar?
No, I...
Also, the panther is the state mammal of Florida.
Really? Wow, that's...
Oh, and here's a little known fact. Panthers prefer dry land, but they do know how to swim.
Any way you can make him stop?
Not unless he breaks a law.
Oh, boy.
Good luck. I hope the police come soon.
You and me both.
Ready to go?
It wasn't long before Kimba found trouble.
Whoa! Dad, that is one fancy monkey house.
That's for sure. I don't remember my original design being this ambitious, but oh well. Oh, it's not done yet, Bob. It's gonna take another 5 years to finish.
And so the city is safe from the not-so-ferocious and only somewhat good-looking Handsome Panther, the sandwich-making guy.
I think you combined the two.
And Bob the monkey is left wishing he'd designed a simpler monkey house. Join us next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl!
Roar.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is dazed. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
Beau, aren't you gonna call on me?
What's wrong with him?
Mr. Handsome?
Snap out of it, dude.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Beau, wake up!
Oh, my goodness. Where am I? Sorry, everyone. I don't know what happened there. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I guess I was in some sort of daze. Let's get back to the game.
Dazed means unable to think or react properly. To be kind of out of it. Just like you were, Beau.
Congratulations, Phil! You're today's winner! Huggy, show him what he's won! An all-expense-paid trip to the moon! How good does that sound, Phil? So good, it looks like Phil is now dazed. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girls!
Listen for Finicky and Trio. During a busy lunch hour at National Bank, the butcher commits his latest robbery. Or at least he will, as soon as it's his turn in line.
Say, buddy, do you mind if I cut in front of you? I want to make my deposit before they run out of those neat balloons.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. The more money you put in, the more I get to take out.
Hey, hold on a sec. Do I know you from somewhere?
Maybe. What prisons you been in?
Prisons? Ha, that's a good one.
Yeah. What's so hysterious?
Wait a minute. Butcher hat. Butcher apron. Butchering the word hilarious. Butcher! Is that you?
Yeah. Who's asking?
It's me! Baker!
Baker? Baker? No way! Oh, man, I haven't seen you since elementary school!
I think you mean elementary school. Same on butcher.
Oh, sorry, man. The parking lot was full, so I had to drive around for the... Butcher? Hey!
Baker, is that...
The candlestick maker!
Oh, man! The troublemaking trio! Together again! What have you guys been up to?
Well, I grew up and opened a bakery.
And I make candles. My shop is next door to his.
Wow, you guys really branched out, huh?
So you need to get some money from the bank for your butcher shop, huh?
Oh, yeah, right. My butcher shop.
Psst. Hey, Waxy, get a load of those.
Balloons! And they have blue ones. Those are the best.
You guys thinking what I'm thinking?
That is time for the troublemaking trio to strike again?
Rub-a-dum-dum! Okay.
Oh, no! My pet Iguana! Yeah, Iguana has escaped! Can anyone look all around and help me find him?
Iguana?
Hey! You're only supposed to take one! Activate the free balloon alarm!
Oh, yeah? Pastrami attack!
Come on! Let's get out of here!
Oh, yeah! Right! Rub-a-dub-dub! Whoopee!
Meanwhile, at the home of the better-behaved Becky Botsford...
How's the cake frosting coming, Bob?
TV news flash! A trio of men made a daring heist today at National Bank.
A bank heist? This sounds like a job for...
Getting away with bunches of free balloons and one of those pens on a chain.
Oh, never mind.
Hi, hon! How's your dad's birthday cake coming along?
Bob's just putting the finishing touches on it now. It wasn't easy making a red velvet marble black forest angel food carrot cake with lemon vanilla cream fudge frosting. Why does Dad's favorite cake have so many ingredients?
Oh, you know your father, Becky. He's so...
Finicky? You know, it means he's really choosy and specific about what he likes.
That's it! Well, if you can be finicky about words, he can be finicky about cakes. And after all, it is his special day. Wow! Bob, that is,
Gonna tip over! We'd better go to the store and get more ingredients. Come on, Bob.
Oh, man, this is gonna be classic.
Classic.
Shh, someone's coming.
Hi, I need to bake a very special kind of cake, and I was wondering if...
Cake? We've got cake. In fact, we've got all kinds of cakes. How about an angel food cake?
Oh, no thanks. I just...
Well, how about a nice strawberry shortcake? They're on sale.
No thanks. I actually...
My, you're finicky. Bun cake? Cheesecake? Pineapple upside down cake?
Oh, come on, it's there. Boy.
Psst. Hey, kid. Ask for some flour.
Oh, right. We need some flour. Wait, who said that?
Flour? Why, we have a whole bunch of flour right over here. I'll just... that's strange. Oh, well, I'll just go get some more from the stockroom. Be right back.
Okay, well, man.
Hey, nice flower. Flower face.
Flower face.
I hope you paid for that flower and those bananas.
The troublemaking trio strikes again. Rub-a-dub-dub.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Butcher?
No. Maybe.
Are you here pulling a goofy prank?
What? No, I'm here casing the joint.
Come on, Butcher, let's scram before we get in trouble.
See you around, kid. Stay in school.
You hooligans, come back here. I'm calling your parents.
He's up to something. I don't know what it is, but now this is definitely a job for Word Girl. Word up!
Moments later, a flowerless Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face take to the skies in search of the Butcher and the rest of his troublemaking trio.
Trio? Wait, there's three of them? Well, that's what trio means. It's a different way to say a group of three.
Speaking of which, you have exactly 3 minutes to get to a bakery before they all close.
Oh, no! Dad's birthday cake! The Baker's Good Stuff Bakery. Good eye, Huggy. Oh, but there's no time to change.
Well, this is just a suggestion, but maybe you should remain as Word Girl to visit this particular bakery. Hint, hint.
Have you been reading ahead in the script again?
Maybe.
Let's go, CHF.
Oh, wow, this is so much fun, you guys!
Yeah, what do you say tomorrow we start a springtime snowball fight?
Oh, it's not winter anymore. Classic.
Yeah, classic.
Or we can steal another one of Farmer McGinley's washtubs.
I think I need to go back to stealing money.
Stealing?
Making. I meant, making money.
Oh, come on, Butcher. You could take one more day off in the butcher shop, can't you? Live a little.
Okay. Maybe it's time I told you guys the truth. You see, I don't really own a butcher shop.
Oh, a customer. Hold that thought. Hello, may I help? Word Girl!
Hi. I know it's late, but are you still open?
No. Yes. Why? I didn't do anything wrong.
What?
I mean, what can I do for you?
Oh, well, a friend of mine needs to order a very special birthday cake for a very finicky person.
Oh?
Do you have any red velvet marble black forest angel food carrot cakes with lemon vanilla cream fudge frosting? Mr. Baker? Hello?
Oh, yes. We might have the very cake you're looking for. Word, girl. Allow me to just step into the back room to check.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, could Captain Huggy Face have one of your cute balloons, please?
You guys! Word Girl is right out front!
Word Girl?
Yeah, and she totally saw the balloons! Her monkey wanted one!
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, this isn't happening! Not me, not to me, no!
We gotta go to jail!
Guys, take it easy. There's nothing to worry about.
Huggy, put that pen down. I don't care if it's on a chain.
I don't want to go to jail!
Oh, please. I'm telling you, there's no way she knows about the balloons.
Maybe I know a little something.
Word Girl! Super hearing?
You might as well give it up, Butcher. I'm here to break up your little... why are they sitting in a tub?
Oh, well, they're not really used to this whole criminal thing.
I'm not a criminal! I'm a baker!
I just make pretty candles!
What are you two doing mixed up with the butcher?
Hey, we're old friends! And together, we're the troublemaking trio! Rub-a-dub-dub!
I wanna go rub-a-dub home!
Wow, some tough trio.
Okay, that's it. Guys, listen, this has been fun, but I gotta go back to being what I am, an endangered criminal.
You mean dangerous.
Whatever.
Wait, you're a criminal?
Yeah, I don't own a butcher shop. I steal stuff. And when people like Word Girl get in my way, I do this. Corned beef kaboom!
Time to turn that brown upside down, butcher.
You missed me! That's them, officer. The troublemaking trio.
Well, rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub.
And who do you think they be?
It's the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker.
Turn them out. Knaves all three.
I don't get it.
Wait, wait. Please don't send us to jail. We're really sorry.
Yeah, so sorry.
Well, do you promise to return the pen and the balloons to the bank?
Yes,
Word Girl!
Yes!
You'll apologize to the grocery store manager and help clean his store?
Yes,
Word Girl!
Yes!
And do you promise that this is the end of the troublemaking trio once and for all?
We promise, Word Girl!
Well, there's just one last thing. I need a small favor.
Anything you need!
I'll shoot! Go ahead!
Okay, there's this finicky person I know who needs a very unusual birthday cake and candles.
Do they like pot roast?
Happy birthday!
Wow, this is the best birthday ever. I even got a red velvet marble black forest angel food carrot cake with lemon vanilla cream fudge frosting. My favorite, from Becky and Bob.
It was no trouble at all.
Gosh, what could make this day any more special? Oh, well, thank you, I think.
Well, Word Girl fans, so much for the half-baked plans of the troublemaking trio. And don't forget, if you're finicky about where you get your word-filled fun and excitement, tune in next time for another adventure of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Phil, you correctly defined the word dazed. Ready to play the bonus round?
I hope I don't mess it up.
Love that enthusiasm. Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for dazed. Okay, what do you think, Phil?
number two.
Sorry, Phil, it's number three.
Oh, did I say two? I meant number three. I must have been dazed like the butcher there.
Too bad, Phil. I guess you tuned out for a second. Huggy, show him what he would have won. Yes, it's all the astronaut food you would have needed on your trip to the moon. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
Conserve is my favorite word because it's so important to the world. You can conserve water, wood, paper, plastic, and lots of other things. I conserve at home. I recycle, and I know three ways to conserve. Reduce, reuse, recycle. I call them the three R's. Conserving is my so favorite word.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what glum means. That's right! Glum means to feel sad. Congratulations, Huggy!